Georgia Tech researchers opened a new lab yesterday that allows people around the world to remotely access and control its robots. WABE's Tasneem Shama takes us there.
It's called the Robotarium, and Georgia Tech says it's the world's first open robotics research lab. To demonstrate how it works, a few dozen robots sit on what looks like a large air hockey table. Each is about 2 inches tall, and each one has a specific command that helps it find its final destination. Slowly, the robots roll along the table and spell out the letters GT for Georgia Tech. They're known as swarm robots.
Swarm robotics is the challenge of controlling a large number of robots without a central computer.
That's Georgia Tech's Sean Wilson. He says the idea is to mimic how animals, like honeybees and flocking birds, move together. Now that the lab's open, anyone from around the world can upload their code and watch the robots interact through a live feed. But what happens if someone programs the robots to destroy each other? The researchers have already thought about that. During another demo, an aerial drone tries to attack 4 other drones. But it can't, because there's a virtual barrier around each drone that prevents collisions. The lab's computer system also tests new code for malware and viruses. Georgia Tech PhD student Siddharth Maya says the goal of the Open Research Lab is to make robotics more accessible.
Even a high school student can just log on to robotarium.org and submit his experiment and run his code on actual robots.
The lab's inventor, tech professor Magnus Egerstadt, says it's not only for engineers.
We've had biologists that are interested in social insects test their ideas. Traffic engineers who are looking at traffic congestion. People that are studying social interactions on Facebook test their algorithms for social dynamics.
And it was only fitting that a robot helped cut the ribbon for the grand opening of the Robotarium. This name, Shamma, WABE News.